always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. We are learning more about plans to honor the late President Jimmy Carter in Washington. On Tuesday, January 7, his casket will arrive at the Capitol Rotunda on a horse-drawn caisson for 2 days of viewing. That will be followed by a funeral service at Washington National Cathedral before a flight home for burial in Plains, Georgia. In Houston, KHOU-TV's Jason Miles talked with a couple whose home was partially built by Carter in 1998.
Wade and Shalina Gibson learned of Jimmy Carter's passing.
It's heart beating, you know. I feel like a dream.
They first met the former president in 1998 when he and his wife, Rosalind, helped build their Habitat home.
I still say to this day they are angels in disguise. And they gave us hope. And I still think of that today. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't even have a home, really.
Habitat for Humanity's Carter Work Project built 100 homes in Houston in 1 week.
In Times Square, New York, the 12-foot ball that will drop at the stroke of midnight was tested. It worked. Medal of Honor recipient Earl Plumlee was there.
It's super special. Every year I was deployed, I always, wherever I was, we gather around and watch the ball drop. So to be here, see the work that goes into it, and to see the ball, it's a special thing to be a part of.
Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to be a part of it, and New York Mayor Eric Adams is warning about security.
There are certain items you cannot bring into the area, so if you want quick movement, leave large backpacks, coolers, and alcohol beverages out of the area. They're strictly prohibited.
There are concerns over a flu-like illness affecting outdoor workers in California. It's called Valley Fever. CBS News Sacramento's Nina Byrne spoke to health agency spokesperson Kamish Kaur.
Kaur says the recent extreme weather in winters and summers could be a reason for the rapid increase. Still, there are precautions anyone at risk can take.
It's a good idea to wet the field before they start tilling it so they don't have that much dust flying in the air, so they don't breathe in a lot of, you know, dust and spores.
South Korean President Yoon is resisting an arrest warrant over his controversial martial law order law earlier this month. Alec Jensen has more from Seoul.
Impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol's legal team has rejected the validity of an arrest warrant requested by investigators and now issued by a separate court in Seoul. With no precedent for this situation, it's not even certain whether those investigators will be able to physically break through presidential security to arrest Yoon.
President Biden says the U.S. will send nearly $2.5 billion more in weapons to Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we was just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some dense fog in the overnight. Watch out for low visibilities and some slippery spots, too, with temperatures below freezing, upper 20s by dawn. North winds developing. Flurries, a little bit of rain and light snow into Tuesday and mid-30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Well, not exactly. No Pat Kreitlow Monday or Tuesday, but you'll have Greg Bach and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, so you better tune in. I better tune in.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
An underactive thyroid. Your thyroid is a key to good health. Get it checked. For more information, visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. There's just some amazing stories here for you. And of course, I'll be picking up your calls in just a few minutes. But just incredible stuff. Robert Reich, you know, the former labor secretary of the Clinton administration, professor, all-around genius and decent human being. His Substack newsletter is one of my favorites. I've subscribed to it for years. I recommend it. He's this piece. I'm not sure he wrote this headline because this is over at Common Dreams, but they reprinted his article from his Substack newsletter. Spineless, greedy CEOs are lining up to lick Trump's backside. I would say kiss, but whatever. He asked the question, do you remember 2017? Remember this when the Nazis marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, and murdered Heather Heyer? And with their tiki torches, you know, Jews will not replace us, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And Donald Trump came out and said, oh, they're very fine people. Fine people on both sides. Very fine people. And all across America, CEOs said, okay, we're no longer going to participate in your Council of Economic Advisors. A whole bunch of CEOs resigned. Remember that? Remember how after the insurrection in January 6, 2021, when a whole bunch of American CEOs said, okay, that's it, we're not going to send any more money, our corporate person, just ask Clarence Thomas, is not going to send any more money to any members of Congress, 147 of them, who voted with Trump to refuse to acknowledge the outcome of the 2020 election. Remember that? Well, in short order, the American CEOs were back in Donald Trump's after that 2017 thing. By 2018, they were back in his Council of Economic Advisors. Oh, yes, may we please kiss your butt, Mr. Trump. And, you know, within 2 years, the CEOs who said that they wouldn't fund election deniers, they're all funding all the election deniers. All of them. Within 3 years, Trump was back on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. Now you've got Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, going down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass. You have to wonder, you know, does Trump, you know, extend his hand and allow them to kiss the back of his hand? Or does he actually, you know, when they're in private, does he actually, you know, stand up, drop trowel, and turn around and say, okay? I mean, you know. Did Jeff Bezos, the executive at Disney who's in charge of ABC News, did pick your billionaire, right? Did Zuckerberg, did they literally kiss Trump's ass? I'm kind of skeptical. I doubt that, you know, that's exactly how it happened. But, you know, if a credible source reported it, that Trump was forcing them to actually kiss his butt, that he was, you know, bending over and they had to do it, or shine his shoes or something like that. I mean, you know, he just loves humiliating people. He was humiliated through his childhood, and now he loves inflicting that same kind of pain on other people, as his niece Mary Trump points out. And the other question in my mind is, what happened to Mary Trump? I used to, you know, I'm signed up for her Substack newsletter, and I haven't heard a peep from her in a long, long time. I hope she's okay. But hey, there's a lot of people who are worried that Donald's going to come after them. Just like he came after George Stephanopoulos, and what did ABC News do? Oh, Mr. Trump, would you please bend over so we can kiss? Here's $15 million. Yeah. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, he's going to donate $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund. Please bend over, Mr. Trump. Elon Musk. I have a feeling Trump's kissing Musk's ass rather than the other way around. But who knows? Who knows? But Robert Reich is pointing out that he says gifts to inaugural committees, which do not have contribution limits, are popular among businesses and individuals eager to curry favor with an incoming administration. Trump's inaugural committee is offering two-tier benefits to donors who contribute $1 million and, et cetera. I see this as a crisis. I genuinely do. I mean, back in 1986, the definition in the American Heritage Dictionary of fascism was the merger of corporate and state interests combined with belligerent nationalism. Now, that's not the definition any longer. Most dictionaries define fascism as a form of government with a strongman leader, but corrupts his nation's electoral systems and, you know, quack, 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 which is also a good definition. But we are watching, first, you know, over the last 40 years as a result of Reaganism, or neoliberalism, you could call it, over the last 40 years, what we've seen is the end of the American small family business. In 1980, and for those of you who are listening who are not old enough to remember this, let this old fart here tell you what it was like in America once. Back in my day, when I was a kid growing up, I remember downtown Lansing and downtown East Lansing. I mean, in the 50s and 60s, we didn't have many malls. We had downtowns. And every store was owned by a local family. They were local family businesses. Even the banks were owned by local families. The hotels were owned by local families. The restaurants were all family-owned. And then Reagan came along. And why was this? It was because we had these antitrust laws. Starting in 1890, when the Sherman antitrust law was signed into law from Senator Sherman of Ohio. Ohio actually had an antitrust law that was passed before the federal law was passed, which is why Ohio Senator Sherman, who was a Republican, proposed the Sherman Antitrust Act. And the Supreme Court was all in on it. In the 1960s, I believe it was 64 or 65, there was a proposed corporate merger between Kinney Shoes and Buster Brown Shoes. And this corporate merger would have resulted in a company that would have owned 5% of the total shoe market in the United States. And the Supreme Court said, that's too much. You cannot merge. And now we're looking at Kroger and Albertsons trying to merge, where they will control, 90% of all the groceries? Some mind-boggling number. I don't know that 90% is the number, but it's some really huge number. Because Reagan instructed, in 1983, Reagan instructed the Department of Justice, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Commerce Department to stop enforcing the antitrust laws. And those of you old enough to remember the 80s remember that suddenly there was this explosion of activity on Wall Street. Michael Douglas starred in a movie about it called Wall Street. You know, the Greed is Good movie. And this, it was called Mergers and Acquisitions Mania, M&A Mania. And the guys who were doing it, guys like Michael Milken, they called themselves M&A artists. And what they did is they'd take, you know, five or six restaurants in Lansing, or five, you know, 50 or 100 restaurants nationwide, and buy them and slam them all together into one giant restaurant company and call it TGI Fridays or whatever. I mean, I don't think that's how TGI Fridays came about, but you get my point. They would just buy up these businesses and create efficiencies of scale. You don't need a separate bookkeeper for each one of the restaurants. You can fire, you know, if you combine 50 companies, you can fire 49 bookkeepers. You don't need a 50 CEOs. You can fire 49 CEOs. You don't need, you know, 50 purchasing managers. You can fire 49 purchasing managers. And the result of this is that, you know, we ended up with monopoly in the United States. Well, what did that monopoly produce? It produced a massive amount of money for the people who are running the monopolies. The guy who was running United Healthcare when Reagan stopped enforcing the antitrust laws, Dollar Bill McGuire, walked away with $1.6 billion. With a B. I mean, his protege, Stephen J. Helmsley, walked away with $500 million. And he's still, he's still on the board of the company. You make big money when you can do that. And then those people, of course, as Franklin Roosevelt pointed out in his 1936 speech in Philadelphia, his acceptance speech of his second term, he said, you know, it was natural and perhaps human nature that these royalists would reach out to take control of government. And he, of course, stopped them until the 80s, and then Reagan reversed the New Deal. And so now you've got these giant CEOs, these giant industries, and these billionaire CEOs, the Elon Musks and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, who really are now the ones who control everything. Bernie Sanders says, defeating oligarchy is now the most urgent issue facing America. John Quealy, writing over at Common Dreams, John's the editor there, a great guy. He says, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is escalating his fight against the U.S. oligarchy with a new campaign directed at the nation's wealthiest individuals, including Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg, who he says are key culprits in a global race to the bottom, impoverishing billions so that the rich can amass increasingly obscene levels of wealth. And announcing a new series that will detail how billionaire oligarchs in the U.S., quote, manipulate the global economy, purchase our elections, avoid paying taxes, and increasingly control our government. Sanders in a Friday night video last week. Excuse me. He said, strangely enough, the term oligarchy is very rarely used to describe what's happening in the United States or, in fact, what's happening around the world. But guess what? Oligarchy is a global phenomena, and it is headquartered right here in the United States. He says just 150 billionaire families spent nearly $2 billion to get their candidates elected in this year's elections. I think it was a lot more than that. That's just the money we know about. He says they want to erode democracy, gut regulations, enrich themselves, and undermine the common good. He said the health crisis, health care, worker protections, and the fight against poverty are all harmed by this. Amen, Bernie Sanders.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what happens when a grifter marries a grifter? Let me tell you about this after the break. This is hysterical.
Yeah. how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Old.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight. and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being a part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing that you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. That's Hartman with two N's at the end. Justice was blind, but now it's hard to see. But it talks louder than the people's voice. In a game of power, we lost our choice. Citizens united, the money's in control. Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Roy in Fort Morgan, Colorado. Hey, Roy, what's up?
Hey, I just would like to say something about Medicare Advantage and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. I just found this out today because I wanted everyone to use supplements like I have, but I didn't know that the poor who need Medicaid cannot and are not allowed in this country to apply for supplements. They are forced to choose Medicare Advantage and cannot choose supplements.
That's not
if
true.
If you want supplements,
that's not true.
You cannot ask
that's,
for
that's not
help.
True. There's multiple states, in fact, that if you are low income, pay themselves. The state provides the supplement. Iggy over at stopbribes.com or endbribes.com, his website, Ziggy, has a whole article about this with links. That's the case in New York State.
I don't know if it's,
and
if
other
it's
people can
Colorado.
Use Medicaid to fill in that 20% gap. If you're really low income, you can get real Medicare and you can use Medicaid to fill in the gap in many states.
I thought so too, because I have supplements and I talked to the agent and I said, well, I want to apply for Medicaid at the same time. And he said, that's against the law. You cannot apply for Medicaid because the fact that you use supplements means that you can afford to pay premiums and the government will not come in and try to help you because.
Are you sure you weren't talking to an insurance agent who was trying to sell you a policy?
I was talking to insurance agents, yes.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yes. Insurance agents will lie to you. If they can sell you a Medicare Advantage policy, they can make $2,000-$3,000 in commission. If they sell you a Medigap policy, they make a couple hundred bucks in commission. And if you sign up for Medicaid, they make nothing. Don't talk to insurance agents, Ray. Roy, talk to navigators or call. Just call Medicare itself. Medicare has a toll-free number. Real Medicare. I mean, it might be hard to find. Go to Medicare.gov, Medicare.gov, and find their toll-free number and call them. You know, you've been misinformed. You've been lied to. Roy, I got to run. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stick around. Back with your calls and these just two incredible stories right after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you have have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The late President Jimmy Carter will be buried in Plains, Georgia next week. Judith Goodwin recalls her choir sang at Charters Church there in 2007.
Jimmy Carter came over to our director, Jamie Garvey, and he bragged about her and the choir to the employees there at the cafeteria. And then he leaned over to Jamie and said, "Get the fried green tomatoes."
The NYPD is gearing up for the massive Times Square crowd welcoming in the new year. Deputy Commissioner Cass Daughtry says they're using drones.
Last year worked really, really well with the drones. We had about 4 drone teams inside of the bow tie and inside of the frozen area. This year, we're adding 6 teams.
CBS News Sacramento's Nina Burns tells us there's concern over a flu-like illness spiking there.
Stanislaus County Health Services Agency. Kamalesh Kaur says valley fever can be hard to detect due to symptoms mimicking those of a cold or flu.
Cough, headache, fever, body pain, rashes, and things like that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some dense fog in the overnight. Watch out for low visibilities and some slippery spots, too, with temperatures below freezing, upper 20s by dawn. North winds developing. Flurries, a little bit of rain and light snow into Tuesday and mid-30s. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save, it's right. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom to get started.
Santa's team's on display. Adidas here, they got something to say. Rudolph needs hay that's organic and clean. And a cruelty-free harness with a vegan sheen. One line, Rudolph, Peter's on your trail. Check your nose, handlers, you're dying.
Welcome back. Yeah, PC Christmas songs here. In Madison, Wisconsin, apparently three are dead, including the juvenile believed responsible for the shooting. A young man, it almost always is, has another school shooting here in America. Surprise, surprise, huh? Meanwhile, what happens when grifters marry grifters? This is incredible. Tiffany must have thought she really hit the jackpot when she married the son of Mossad Boulos. He is the father of her new husband, and the media has been calling him a billionaire and saying that he's the owner of the Boulos Manufacturing Company out of Nigeria, Boulos Enterprises. Turns out he's not. He turns out he owns a small share in a truck dealership that is owned and operated by his father-in-law in Nigeria. And that company made a profit of $66,000 last year. And he owns a small share of it. The entire company is worth, this is according to the New York Times, the entire company is worth $855,000, $65,000. And his stake is worth $1.53. So Tiffany's father-in-law, who she thought was a billionaire when she married his son, is worth owns $1.53 worth of a company. But not to fear, Donald Trump just made him the ambassador to the Middle East. You wonder, how long is this marriage going to last? Now that we know that Tiffany didn't actually marry a billionaire's son? I don't know, that's weird. And our geeky science for the day, and then I'll pick up your calls. This is a remarkable study. This was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in the November issue last month. And what they found was that if you can get your HbA1c, sometimes known as A1c, the blood sugar measurement, if you can get that down to really low levels, your brain stops shrinking as you age. What they're saying is that a Mediterranean-style diet rich in green plants, tea, and nuts may slow brain-related shrinkage by as much as 50%. And the key appears to be maintaining healthy blood sugar levels. People who had the lowest A1C numbers were linked with less shrinkage in crucial brain regions such as the hippocampus, thalamus, and cerebellum. They call it the green Mediterranean diet. It's rich in polyphenols. And low in red and processed meats. This is the largest brain intervention study conducted to date. It involved over 300 participants divided into three dietary groups. The results showed that maintaining stable blood sugar levels plays a critical role in slowing brain aging. People who improved their brain health, now this is incredible, actually increased the competence of their intellectual capacities. Their brains got better over 18 months because they saw improvements in blood sugar, insulin resistance, fasting glucose, and inflammation markers. This is from one of the leaders, one of the scientists who conducted the study. She said, quote, "When blood sugar is well controlled, the brain appears less vulnerable to aging-related changes. This connection is particularly relevant as high blood sugar can damage blood vessels and lead to inflammation, both of which are linked to cognitive decline. Diet is a big part of this. We found that diets rich in fiber, antioxidants, and healthy fats, especially those with limited processed foods and sugars, seem to support blood sugar control. This kind of dietary approach could be a simple yet powerful way to support brain health as we age." So this Christmas, skip the eggnog unless it has no sugar in it. Don't chow down on candy and fruitcakes. And, you know, eat your fruit and vegetables. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Paul in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I live in a disability housing area, and they are asking, what should the disabled do?
You mean about the incoming Trump administration?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, of course, because they're all asking, like, what should the disabled do when it comes to prioritization?
Yeah. I don't know, Paul. I know that there are some indications, certainly if you look at Project 2025, that funding for disability programs will probably be substantially cut under the Republicans. This has been something that Republicans mm-hmm. have been wanting to do for years and years. And Trump, of course, famously yes. loves to make fun of disabled people. So he's not going to be anybody's champion in this. But I'm sorry, this is not an area where I have any expertise at all.
That's okay.
So
everyone around here live, their only source of income is Social Security disability benefits.
Right.
So some of the people here already left, right. and some stayed, but they are all asking, like, what they should do.
Yeah.
But I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't have any good advice off the top of my head, Paul, other than staying involved politically, mm-hmm. reaching out to your local politicians. Even though you're in Arkansas and all your politicians are probably Republicans, you can still raise hell with them
yes.
and say, please
yes.
don't do this to us. We know what Trump is up to. We know what Project 2025 says.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure, Paul, and good luck and happy holidays to you. Thank you. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I just want to say something about the people whose portfolios include health insurance stocks. Mm-hmm. Basically, now more than ever, because of how those dividends are paid off, they're basically paid out on the misery of, you know, denying people coverage and medicine. And now, you know, as a result of the death of the CEO. So these dividends should be more accurately called death dividends.
Yeah, because the only way these companies make money is by saying, no, we won't pay for your liver transplant. No, we won't pay for the MRI that your doctor says you need. No, we won't pay for that drug. And that's
right. So these are death dividends.
Yeah, I like that. Death dividends.
And then
call it blood money. The insurance industry is operating on blood money.
And one fix that I thought of, and I'm going to pass this by you, is if Congress just says, look, if you're a health insurance provider, you got to be a nonprofit. You can't have shareholders.
That was the law in Michigan in the 70s when I owned a business there. We had an herbal tea company and an ad agency, and we had 18 employees, and we provided health insurance to most of them, to all of our full-time employees. And my recollection is it cost me $35 per month per person for that health insurance. And it was comprehensive. And it was Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
But it was required to be a nonprofit by state law at that time. And it no longer is, of course. But that was part of the Reagan Revolution, was Most states required health insurance companies to be nonprofit at the time. No longer.
Right. And my theory on that is they were such awash in cash that they say, how do we can get this cash out? Oh, let's sell stocks.
Sure.
And that's where it all started. That's my theory anyways.
I think your theory is probably right. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Good talking to you. Thomas in Los Angeles. Hey, Thomas, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Trump said he's going to fire everyone on day one. The Joint Chiefs going to burn down the DOJ from within. All the civil servants are gone. I think they should resign en masse before January 6th.
You don't think people should stay and fight if they can?
Well, I'm saying if they protest, if they resign, protests start, maybe riots start. Biden enacts the Insurrection Act prior to January 6th.
Oh, yeah, it ain't going to happen, Thomas. I mean, you know.
We all
have these fantasies of, you know, all the ways that Biden could prevent Trump from becoming president. And they're nice, you know, nice dreams, but it's not going to happen. By the way, the Madison, Wisconsin police are reporting that it's now 5 dead in the school shooting. Oh, geez. This is so tragic.
Jesus.
Welcome to America, world.
Right? Just, you know, look what you did, America.
Yeah, 340 million people, 450 million guns. I mean, it's crazy. Thomas, thank you for the call. Great name you've got, by the way. Thank you for the call. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Movie.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I think this weekend was the anniversary of Sandy Hook. Here we are. We're still here. We're still here. Because gun companies can bribe politicians, according to the Supreme Court.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion,
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, you ever employed diet and exercise to try to get your cholesterol numbers down and then it doesn't quite work that way? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature. It's formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. And go to superbearing.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get that 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Cracks in the foundation, they're part of this plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls the press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bends. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, no fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, do not obey in advance. Women's rights under fire, their voices suppressed. Voting lines stretch for miles, the system stressed.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I think there's something wrong with me. After all the crazy crap I've been through, I was going to just lay off of messing with these radical repubs around here, but apparently I can't help myself.
Okay, what happened this time?
This morning, I don't think I told you about that little country store. It's a real nice little place, but they got some booths in there where you can sit and drink coffee, eat donuts, carry on. Mm-hmm. Well, I went in there this morning, and there's some of these radicals sitting there yapping away, and I walked up, and I said, hey, fellas, what's up? Well, there's the liberal commie come to talk to us. I go, yeah, you bet. Anyway, I got a little evil in me, I reckon. I go, you know, I've been kind of rethinking this whole thing and, you know, about Kamala and all this stuff. And, yeah, maybe I'm changing my mind. Oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah. You know, about ready to buy me a donut, I guess. Yeah. I said, yeah. So I reached in my pocket and pulled out this piece of paper. I wrote down a lot of the crazy things that Trump's trying to get passed through that's going to ruin us. And but I didn't let them know it was Trump stuff. I didn't write say it, but I kind of made them believe that this was Tomalos thing. Uh-huh. So I read off a bunch. Yeah, I read off a bunch of that, and I go, yeah, that crazy black bitch, blah, 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 blah. And I go, yeah. I said, how in anybody in their right mind could vote for somebody that wants this proposed? Yeah, you're right, man. That, you know, thank God we didn't vote for her. And I go, well, problem is, this is not Kamala's. This is Trump's. Oh, one of them threw a donut at me.
God bless you, Tom.
I caught it and took a bite of it and said, see you guys. I got to go.
Oh, that's incredible. Well,
I can't help myself, brother. I can't help it.
Tom, you just made my day. Thanks a lot for the call. And Merry Christmas. I hope you have a happy holiday, whatever's appropriate for you, Tom. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Yeah, have a good one. Thank you. Ginger in Seattle. Hey, Ginger, what's on your mind today?
I'm very frustrated today. I got a call last Thursday, I think, from my insurance agent who told me very nicely and sweetly that United Healthcare is discontinuing dental coverage as of January 1 of 25. Mm. So what do you think of that?
That's interesting.
I could not believe it.
I didn't know they offered it, but I'm not surprised. They seem to have their fingers in every pie out there.
They did. Well, I asked him if it was a come on, and he just sort of giggled. And I wanted to say, well, enjoy your $3,000 that you made off of me getting into that scam.
Yeah.
And that was that. So that's one thing I was going to tell you.
So hang on just a second, Ginger. You mean they're discontinuing dental coverage as part of a Medicare Advantage program?
Exactly.
Okay. Now the penny just dropped. Now it makes sense. So they were selling these programs by saying, we'll give you dental, and then you signed up for it, and now they're saying, not so much.
Right. So, yeah. And I did ask him, I said, now, is that just for some of us who may be using it too much or whatever, or is it across the board? And he said, it's across the board, Ginger.
Yeah. Incredible.
So it sounds like everyone.
Yeah. Everyone gets screwed.
And the only other thing I wanted to mention is, it's so frustrating. I remember when I first heard that Trump was going to run, I remember trying to call you. I don't know if I got through or not. I can't remember now. But one of the things I was going to say is, don't worry. It'll be okay. The government will find out that he's got malignant narcissism, and they won't let anybody like him run. People like him cannot govern.
You're talking about back in 2015?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Talking about maybe 16.
I don't think any of us took him seriously, you know, and I don't think Hillary Clinton took him seriously until the very end. It's really remarkable how the media, I mean, they wanted a horse race, right? They really wanted a horse race. So it was like, oh my God, Hillary had emails. She had a private server. Did you know that? Well, Trump was using it. You know, the Bush administration used a private server. I mean, just the double standard is just nuts. Republicans can do no wrong and Democrats can do no right in the eyes of the American
media. I think everybody was hiding what malignant narcissism is from most of us. I cannot believe that. The only reason I knew is because I wrote a paper on it a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it's fairly easily identified. You're right. Ginger, thank you so much for the call and happy holidays to you and your family. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Dino Bedalla will be with us. Is he starting the hour, Sean, or ending it? He's starting. Okay, we'll have Dino Bedalla for a half hour on the other side of this break, and then after that, I'll be taking your calls, so stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The life and legacy of Jimmy Carter is being remembered. Maya Ellinger is one of many people already paying respects.
His legacy here in Atlanta, not just the Carter Center, but the way that he thinks about service is something that I've always looked up to and admired. And for me, he's part of the heartbeat of Atlanta.
Carter's final journey will be to his home in Plains, Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
America will get its chance to say goodbye to Mr. Carter over the next 10 days. He is going to have observances in both Atlanta and in Washington, D.C. He will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, and then there will be a funeral service for him on January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington. Jimmy Carter, dead at 100. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
In Times Square, New York.
3, 2, 1.
They've tested the ball.
Everything worked perfectly.